Okay, we are on Chaf Hey Yom Aleph, top of the page. Rav Zrikim Shimon Bar Vob Shem Rabbi Yochanan. These are going to be all kinds of famous halachas about Lifnei Iver. So Rofe Chaver, Shohim Machal L'chol Am Ha'aretz. You have a Rofe who might put on Trumas and Maishas, maybe even, you know, well, let's assume it's Trumas and Maishas for now. And he's feeding, he has a patient, who's an Am Ha'aretz, and he has Demai, well, we're going to see in a second. He has Paris, which need Tikkun. So Nosim Tech Yoru, he can put this in his hand, but you can't put it in his mouth. So you can't feed it to him. Because that would be, you know, Michael be a daim, would be a higher level of Avayonis for as far as my participation is concerned. So there's a bunch of conditions here. So let's first read the conditions, then we'll maybe take a look at some footnotes. But the Mai, we're talking about if he's holding, if the chaver has Sofik, you know, Maestros. Of a Bavani, if it's definite Tevel, then I feel a Tachyara also. Then you wouldn't even be able to put it into his hand. Why should the Mai be Mutter?
Maybe, but certainly not that Vade should be.
I mean, Tevel, if I would tell the Am Haaretz that this is Tevel Gomer, he's not chashed to eat the Tevel necessarily. Maybe he could tell him, you know, Moedi'ai. But you can't do that. You're not allowed to be Moedi'ai. You're not allowed to do that. Avol
is it a
Lifnei
Iver thing?
This is not... hold on one second. I'll get back to that. Mishal Chole... And this all the above heterim. In other words, if it's demai, that's if it's owned by the chola. I'm giving the chola his food into his hand. That's what's mutter. Avol mishal rofe. But if it's the rofe's own food, then even if it's demai, it's also okay. So what's shot over here? So let's take a look at some of the footnotes over here. So three, they talked about lifnei iver l'sita mikshal. Of course, you're all aware. That if it's on Trey Ivri Denara, if it's on two sides of the river, so then if I put out the cup of wine for the Nazir, so then I'm going to lift the Iver because he couldn't have gotten it himself. If he could have gotten it himself, we're both on the same side of the river, I'm just helping him, then you're not able to lift the Iver. You're over what's called, what? Messiah, you're over Aver. That's a different, so that's not a derisa, that's a drabonim. So even though it's the same side, it's still Aser. It wouldn't be a difference, right? I think that's the so it says in three, thus one who hands over Tevel or even Demai to a healthy Am Haaretz, he's in violation of the prohibition. Nevertheless, the Gemara teaches that the Chacham were Makel and allowed for a doctor who's caring for a sick Am Haaretz to place Demai into his hands. But they didn't let him put it into his mouth. Let's see, four. Let's see anything
else.
Not
that sick, then.
Yeah, we're obviously not talking about someone. Cholashesh basakon. It's a cholashe aim by sakon. Right, absolutely. Now, let's see what else does it say here. They did not allow for the doctor to take part in the actual consumption. He cannot place the mai directly into his mouth. Okay, we said that already. Now, the commentators to Yerushalmi seem to understand the Gemara dealing with the prohibition of lifnei iver. Either this is because the Gemara is dealing with a case he can't take the food on his own, or because in their opinion, Yerushalmi maintains that one who assists in the commission of an Aveira violates lifnei iver even if he does not need his assistance. That's the Minchas Chinuch. So in other words, that would be making up a machlaikas Bavli Yerushalmi according to that Mahalach. Okay. Others argue the rabbis were not lenient concerning prohibition of lifnei iver. If the sick person cannot take the demai on his own, he would not be allowed to place it in his hands. The Gemara is talking a case where the patient can take the food on his own. The concern is of Messiah de Avi Avera. So there they were makel. So that seems to be a question. Okay.
So this isn't just unique to demai.
this would be across the this would be across the board. You'd have this kind of a problem.
My wife had the same kind of question as a nurse. And you're feeding somebody.
Yeah.
Like chametz, let's say on Pesach.
Yeah. There's all kinds of truths. People who own nursing homes. There are plenty of Yidden that own nursing homes that don't serve kosher, and they have kosher patients coming into those nursing homes. So there's a whole to do about that. Okay. Not getting involved in that right now. Anything else here we want to look at? Leiter for it. Okay. We got the word from the boss.
Seems like a topic you can speak about tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Be Yisrael. So this is talking about a patient who's a Jew. If it is a guy, then you could even feed him teva. Why? Because the ben noach is not mitzvah on, is no israel chila on him. Mishal chola, but even then, it's only if it's owned by the guy. Of a mishal roifing, also again, here we have the same problem. In footnote 7, it's forbidden for a chaver to release untithed food from his possession. Right? So you can't do that. If, of course, this is not something which is mutter to the guy, but it's actually an Issa Daraisa, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, then afilu mishal choylo asa, you, of course, couldn't put even owned by the guy. Shalo yovli de takola, we don't want him to commit a transgression. So let's leave the neighbor for a guy to be over and over also. Okay. Gabait Stoka. Now we're going to go to the next discussion. Gabait Stoka. So Beishamai Yomrim. So what does Beishamai say? Again, this is over what it says in the Mishnah. It said that they used to take the Ma'usr and give it to the Enam Ma'asrim. And they took the Enam Ma'usr and give it to the Ma'asrim. That's what it said, I think, right? So and the Chacham said no, that you collect from everybody. Indiscriminately. For kasha al demei shamai, begin do kasha yafsid. So the Gemara is asking, what about the person who is makbid? So he's going to end up with less food because he's going to give 10%, whatever it is, away. So he's going to end up with 10% less food from the handout. So the Gemara answer is nice and like they do cool. Of course, they're going to increase his stipend so that his expenses of being miser are covered. So that's simple. Matan demei shamai. So this question, what's the reason of demei shamai? So, in 13, he discusses this. The Gemara wants to understand why they argue on the Tanakhama. The whole reason why the Tanakhama was made was because we want to facilitate giving tzedakah and achnasas orchem. It must be they prohibit it in order to shelter Ami Ha'aretz from eating demai. So the Gemara is asking, what's the point? At any rate, he's going to eat demai at other times. Like, what am I doing? I'm saving him from one meal of demai? That's the question. Now, he explains that, as we remember, the Gemara said before, we had a machlokes Reb Yosi and Reb Yoina, right? Whether the heter of the Mishnah was to aniyim who were amei ha'aretz, that was Reb Yosi's shita, or Reb Yoina's shita was it was only aniyim who were chaverim. So according to Rabbi Yonah, it's not a problem. There's no question here. The question is, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to give even aniyei who are amei haaretz, who are not ma'asim, so you obviously are makel for them. So then, why would Beis Shammai disagree with that? So the Gemara answers: Afilu tigderenu akshav yochal at legodro. Even if you're going to shelter him now, but to the extent you can shelter him, you should. If you don't shelter him now, but you give him demai, you will surely not succeed in sheltering him at a later time. Which basically means, I mean, the way I understand this is that we're trying to facilitate a certain habit in the recipient. So by, you know, if you feed the recipient, you know, the masukin on a regular basis, he'll start eating masukin. That'll become his habit. That seems to be the answer.
Even if he doesn't know.
Well, he knows it's masukin. Sure. In other words, there's a benefit in sheltering him from demai that may lead to him avoiding demai in general. If, however, we were to give him demai, he would surely continue eating demai on his own. I think it's I think what I'm saying is what it's trying to say over here. Then the Gemara goes lechachomim, matam derabbanan. So
the Amoritz isn't losing anything if you are mesakin it for him. But if he has to take the money out of his pocket, maybe he won't be such a tzaddik.
Right. But that's the question, whether he really has to begin with. Yeah. Okay, matam derabbanan. We're going to see that in a second. I'm going to read a little paragraph from the Vilna Gaon. It's very, very interesting. Matam derabbanan. Why the Chachamim, why aren't they also concerned like Beis Shammai? In Medaktik at Acharav, if you're meticulous, and make him have two separate containers, right? If you're going to be like Beis Shammai, so remember we said yesterday, you're going to have one bag which you collect from people who are Ma'aser, and one bag is going to be from people who are not Ma'aser, you're going to have two bags. So then, Afum Amayit B'Tzdaka, he'll refrain from giving Tzdaka. Because he's going to see what you're discriminating against the Amoraites. That's what it says over here. Let's take a look at the Likut Mishnos Eliyahu over here. I want to show you. He has a little bit inside Skadai. We'll go through the top. Afilu Tignan Mishum the Mashi Yachon Lasaken Kadesh Lo Yochel Aniyei Iray Mesaknem. Whatever you can fix so that the people of the city won't eat you do that. Aval Bereisha, but in the first part of the Mishnah, Gabay Aniyei Oilam, where you're having people, Aniyim, who are coming in from out of town, Ma Moyo Shabi'ir Zeh, Yinu Lahem Mesukon. What's it going to help to give them here in this city stuff that's Mesukon? Kishu Yochlu Acheres, Yochlu She'enim Osur. They're just going to go to the next town, so it's really a temporary thing. So there's no point. So then the Gemara says, what's the reason they're Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, in Medaktik an Achrav Afuma my bitstock a perish. Ki kisha yigba mi bal habayis. When you're going to collect from the balbatim, al kochot sark ligvus mishnei kelim. You're going to have two kelim, like we said. Di lav kein lo yil lagavi hekar mi huma usr mishnei musr. He has to have some way of differentiating, which is which, lakach. Kisha yira am ha'aretz shehu choshed bein ha'gavai. When the Amoraites sees that you're putting his stuff into the Amoraites bag, he's not going to want to give anything. You don't trust me. You're including me with all the other people who are Mechalei Shabbos, let's say, right? But then some of my pitstaka say he's not going to stop giving stuck altogether. The Zepei Rasham Mishnah, that's the Pshan in the Mishnah of Chachamim Moimrim. Chachamim say, Goyven Stam Umachalkin Stam. We collect Stam. And we give out stam. In other words, we collect the collection point. Yeah, stam. The collection point is the main thing here. We shouldn't go even stam kadesh liyamayit but stock, and we want to collect in a way in which he won't feel discriminated against. Lekach lechalkin gun came stam. That's why we're also going to give it out stam. Mishum dezosa ain't obey. I'm sorry, lahakam misha who at monster shen monster. Now already everything's mixed up. You're not going to be able to recognize which is which. So it comes out, this is the Yisod I wanted to tell you yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to. The Yisod we get from this Mishnah, this is the Vilna Gaon explaining it. He's going to now tell us the difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. V'shitas ha-Yerushalmi aniyim atzmam einam rashoyim lechol demai. The aniyim themselves cannot eat the demai. Rak dehitiru lebal habayis sharashoy lechalik lahem demai. I have to let them know this needs tikkun. But the heter is for me to give it to them in a way in which it's not masukkun. Ubi Gemara Dilon, but in the Bavli, in the Erev and Laman Aleph, Al-Hadar Me'am Ben Ramayim, before Shmashon Yibayim, Han Mavkan Nitzim, Chazik Le'ayin Shom, Mashma Vashita Stani Rashoy Lechol Demai. There it's Mashma that the Oni can eat Demai himself. So, and then also Gabi, whether Beis Shammai is arguing on the ratio, he also is machalik in that. So that's very that's a Yisodus Nika Shnos Eliyahu over here.
That we pass
him
that he can't.
You assume we pass him like the Bavli Yerushalmi?
No.
The Bavli says he can't.
He can't know you.
The Bavli says the Aniyim
can't eat the mic.
Can. Because it's Migu di boy mafkil and nichsei chazile. That's what the Gemara says. Since you could be mafkil and a chasim. And it's chazilei, so therefore we allow it. Okay? That's what it says. It's the Yerushalmi that says that you're only allowed. Look at the Hayotzilonu. last, you see where it says, Hayosilon Mizasa Mishnah? The Sheets of Hirushalmi, and Yimatsimam, Eno Mashraim Lachal Demai. But the Gemara Dilon, it's
Gemara
Dilon is referring to. He's Bavli. Okay? Yep. Okay, Gamay Tzaka, one of a base, 25b. Gamay Tzaka, beyond the Limar Chris and Kadosh Makhzim Bahal. So this is talking about, and this is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't know about this. There's this little simon in the middle of Hilchos Yontif with two sifim. Sif Aleph is that if you borrow something on Yontif, that it is collectible. And Sif Beis is this halacha. And when you give out, when they gabayim, so what they would do, let's just say the way they did it all year round. So the whole year round, they would make a hachraza. Everybody would come and bring the food. They'd make another hachraza, and everybody would come and we would hand out the food. I mean, you've seen it, I think, over there behind the mirror on Shmuel Navi. If you've ever seen it, it's like a zoo over there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so on Yom Tov, the Gemara is saying now, Yom Tov, we want, because of Kavod Yom Tov, we want to keep everything very much quieter. We don't want all the rash. We want everything's going to be quieter. Both the collection and the handouts are going to be done in a completely different way. That's what it says. Gavay Tzaka Yom Tov lo yumach reason. They shouldn't call out. Like do on the weekday, of a government, you know, you collect quietly. You put it into their, you know, into their shirt, whatever. They're putting it into their pockets, whatever. They give out to each neighborhood. They don't have everybody coming to a handout point. I go to the neighborhood, hand it out there. Then I go to another neighborhood, hand it out there. Some say that actually the stuff that I collect from that neighborhood is given out in that neighborhood. So even the collections are held within the one neighborhood. Gabay kupat mishvias. Now, what about
collecting during
shvias? So, let's see, where is this in English? I lost the place. Okay, here it is. Gabay kupat mishvias. Yeah. So lo yuhu medaktachim b'chatzera sho'eitle shvias. They shouldn't refrain from collecting from courtyards of those who eat shvias. That means people who are not makbid on svichei shvias. Svichim are awesome because they grow because of the isadra abundant. And there are some people that are not going to be makbid on that. I don't have to be worried that the food that they're giving me is really eicha, which came from svichim, which is awesome, right? Nosu lahem pas, mutter, if they gave me bread, it's permitted because shaloi nechtu yisrael yisnetz and elam oi mois oi beitzim. That the only thing that they're suspected of giving that would be usher is for some reason eggs. I'm not exactly sure why. We're talking about the people who are giving the money to the gabbai tzedaka. To the gabbai. The gabbai tzedaka do not have to be medaktik who they're getting it from, because the people who are making the donations who are choshed, they are not choshed except for money or beitzim. I'm not exactly sure what's special. The money they receive from the sale of shvias or eggs that they bought with that money, both of which have shvias sanctity. Although they transgress the laws of shvias, they're not suspect to donate bread made from grain that grew on shvias. So they can assume that bread was made from grain that grew before the shvias year, which has no kedusha shvias. But they are suspect of giving money or eggs. So I guess you can't collect those items. So you won't collect eggs or money. Yes. So cash, I'll collect only bread, basically, is what this says. Okay? Now, Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Pinchas hadot detein Rabbi Mokhm shazorim v'lo ochlam. This is a place where they plant, but they don't eat from illegal planting. 11. They violate the prohibition against planting during Shvias. They do not, however, violate the prohibition against eating produce that grew during Shvias. 11. Yeah, so it's really strange, right? So you hear what they're doing? They're Zorin. They're planting on Shvias. They're being over the Issa D'Oraisa of the Aveda in the Karka. And they're planting. But lo ochlin, they won't violate the isser of svichin, which is a drabbanan isser. What's shotting these people? This was stated in respect to a place that they plant, but they don't eat. That's so Why would they do that? Alecho enom chashudim. So if they wouldn't eat tzrichim, they certainly wouldn't feed such produce to the poor. All right, okay, that makes sense. But what about the fact that they're going to be over the Isser of planting? That, so that he says in the bottom of 12, that they have no qualms about because they're going to profit from the sale of the items that they're planting. So they're, in other words, they're planting in order to open up a stand to sell, to make money, because they need the income. So that... But when it comes to a charity donation, they're not going to violate that. They're not going to make other people be over. Okay. Kohanim ha-megalim v'taro, if you have Kohanim, what they did was, you know, if you had an Amo Aretz and he was Tameh, so in order not to be Tameh v'chala, so what he would do is he would hire a Kohen who is Tahar. You'd give him the, he'd give him his flour. The Kohen would then take the flour, add water, make it into a dough, it'd be mafresh challah, and that challah would be tahar. So that would be a regular thing that they knew they would do. So kohanim ha-megavlim b'tahar, that's what the kind of kohanim these were. Lo yuhu medaktechim b'chatzer ha-sho'ech le'shvias. Again, the same thing. Don't worry about, maybe this guy got his flour and it has some kind of dusha shvias or something like that, right? Here it means that they're known to actually eat produce that grew on shvias tzrichim. So these people are, right, going to be eating. One second. Yeah. So even though, so the problem is going to be, even if they're going to be mafresh the challah will have kedusha shvias, and so it'll be not kedusha shvias, it'll be an isra sviche shvias. So the Kohen won't even be able to eat that challah that he's mafresh from him. Nevertheless, the Gemara is telling the Kohen not to be, not to refrain from that, right? Is tani medaktikin, that they should be meticulous, in other words, they should be meticulous in providing the service. In other words, the first one said, don't be medaktik. Is tani that says they should be medaktik. Amar pimpas, mandi amar medaktikin, the one that says you should be meticulous. Because they're going to take off challah and it's going to be illegal. We don't want them to separate challah. That way, because otherwise they're going to end up eating shvias produce. So we don't want to help them in that at all. If you're not medakting, so at least even though you're helping him, he's going to end up eating something which has an iser shvias on it, but that's much less than if he eats a dough which has not had challah taken from it, which would be an iser misa b'deish shamayim, right? That's much worse. So my mitevel b'avoy misa, if it's tevel, he's going to have, you know, it's misa b'deish shamayim. Shvias is a leisa say, so you're saving him. So this is like the famous thing. If you can tell, like sometimes, you know, I have somebody who, you know, doesn't make brachas on food, so at least I'm giving him kosher food. So I'm saving him from eating the vela. So this is the Gemara here is clearly saying that is, according to this, it says, a medaktikin, this seemed to be a machlokas. How far do you go, right? Okay, so what does he do with the challah? So it says, Amar Rab Chuna, maybe kohen choshen or matbilo. He brings a kohen who is suspect. In other words, he is known to eat shvias. And machilolah, he puts him in the, well, it doesn't, we're not gers matbilo. I think the guy takes it away. But it says he put in our gears, it says he puts him in the mikvah, machila, he gives him the challah. It's going to come out, you're giving him something which is tahar to an amah aretz, and he's going to be metameh it. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbanuk, maybe kind of question about bilo, umeshamarad ha'er of a machila. The way you have to do is you put him in the mikvah and you wait until harashemesh, because it's only after harashemesh that he can first eat the food. You're strengthening the hands of sinners. Rabbi Shimon bar Kasna, Shem Rabacha, Mishamra at Erev Pesach Masarfa. So you're going to wait until Erev Pesach. You take the challah dough and burn it then with the chametz. You take a wooden with the lulav. Yeah. So that's what it says. Okay. So Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. We'll meet at 11:30. Halacha base. Everyone should have a good Yom Tov. If I don't see you.